And welcome back to Simon Field as the top of the fifth inning is on. And the Evergreens are sending out Austin Solomon for a second inning of work. Alex Klug, the leadoff batter, has just worked out a leadoff walk while we were away in our commercial break. And here comes David Pufall, who is 2-for-2. Evergreens trailing 5-0 and are trying not to fall any further behind. And again, with Klug reaching on the walk, now in all 5 innings, the Blue Jays have had their leadoff man aboard. The count is no balls and 2 strikes to Pufall as Austin Solomon tries to work out of this. There's the pitch, and that was close but just missed. Close but not quite close enough. Evergreen's going to have some kind of comeback here in the late innings if they're to keep this 6-game winning streak alive. 1-ball, 2-strike pitch, and that one was close too, down a little bit low. The count goes 2-2 to Pufall, again, who has yet to be retired. A 2-out single in the first and a leadoff double in the third for Dave Pufall, who was the winning pitcher when these teams met back in April. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that's a hard-hit ground ball, a bad hop right through the shortstop Alex Kell and into the outfield. It's going to put runners on the corners. Going to score that a hit. It was a bad hop that just ate up shortstop Alex Kell. Came right off the lip of the infield and suddenly went towards Kell's head instead of towards his glove. So the Evergreens cannot get a break in this ballgame. That is Merrill's 8th hit. And now there are runners on first and third with nobody out.
For Merrill, number 3, Drew Hoff.
And Drew Hoff is coming up to pinch hit for Adam Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt has struck out twice in the ballgame. So Merrill looking for a different bat here to try and blow this game open. Yeah, for as good as the Evergreens have been during this winning streak, just nothing has gone right in this ballgame. Evergreens have been cruising through a couple of innings where you think they had everything all under control, and then lo and behold, they do not.
Wait till we get to the bottom of the sixth.
So Drew Hoff, right-handed batter against Austin Solomon, now bats none out, runners on the corners in what is already a 5-0 deficit for the Evergreens. And the pitcher steps off the rubber, looks the runner back, and then stared over to first base. Solomon decided not to throw anywhere. Now he steps back on. Here's the pitch to Hoff. First ball swinging and fouls that one away. DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Waiting here on an 0-1 pitch. Slide step to the plate, and this is popped up on the right side of the infield, drifting to the outfield now. And the right fielder calling. Sean Lutke makes the catch. Trying to tag. There's going to be a play at the plate that throws right through the catcher. Boy, you know, Merrill took a chance there because that ball was not hit far at all. And the Evergreens should have tried to be able to throw right from the outfield. Lutke was not deep. Instead, he threw into the cutoff man, and that extra transfer of the ball cost the Evergreens another run. And Drew Hoff gets credit for a sacrifice that he shouldn't really get, and it's 6-0. So, I mean, it's not an error there, but it's a misplayed chance that costs the Evergreens another run. They trail 6-0. Brad Yulke to bat here. The runner also moved up on the throw to the plate, so there's a runner on second, another man in scoring position for the Merrill Blue Jays. Merrill has had timely hitting. Give him credit for that. But the Evergreens, on several plays like that, have been lackadaisical. One out, and there's another run in, 6-0. And again, you just wonder how far behind can the Evergreens fall and still have a comeback be practical. Pitch here is up high, 2-ball and no strike. Yulke is one of the few right-handed bats in this lineup. The other is Ty Grunewald, the number 3 hitter, who is the big bat in this lineup. So it is a right-handed pitcher against a left-handed batter, and Solomon steps off and looks that runner back. 2-ball, no strike. And what the Evergreens is just hoping doesn't become a lost afternoon. trailing 6-0. 2-0 pitch coming. There's a swing and a miss. Looking ahead to the bottom of the fifth inning. Yeah, bottom of the fifth already. The Evergreens have the top of their batting order. 1, 2, and 3 coming up. And, you know, if they don't start launching the comeback here for some of these players, it could be their last turn in the ballgame. Austin Solomon taking his time here. He stepped off the rubber. Now he's back on. 2-1 pitch, and there's a line drive that is hooking down the right field line in foul territory. The Evergreens give chase. Right fielder dives, does not come up with the ball. Just a long foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Should that play have been made out there by Luetke, he would have lost his footing, and the runner at second base would have tagged and would have moved up. Instead, David Pufall stays there at second base. Pufall is on thanks to a hard grounder to the shortstop Alex Kell that got into the outfield on a bad hop. Properly scored a hit. The 8th hit for these Merrill Blue Jays against just 2 for D.C. Everest. And more importantly, Merrill has built this 6-0 lead. A run in the first, 3 in the second, and then single runs in the third and here in the fifth. And the batter Brad Yulke steps out for a moment. Now Austin Solomon getting his sign from catcher Mason Hagenbusher. With one out, here comes his 2-2 pitch, and that's up high. The count goes full. That run that came around to score was put there thanks to an Austin Solomon walk. So 3 of the 6 runs that Merrill has scored put there by bases on balls and have come around to score. And now Austin Solomon's getting ready to deliver a 3-2 pitch. Here it comes, and there is a foul ball. We'll do it again. Austin Solomon again taking a long time to get his call here. And I wonder if Yulke will step out. Nope, everybody's in. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, and that is down low for a ball. And Austin Solomon has issued his second base on balls. Runners on first and second with one out for Cole Guskey. Guskey singled in a run back in the third. He is 1-for-1. He sacrificed and moved the runner over back in the second, a runner that would eventually score. And now Coach Dave Langbin is taking a walk out to the mound. And he's summoning the home plate umpire, too. I wonder if we're going to have a pitching change or just a visit to Austin Solomon. And you know what? Maybe this is some kind of injury situation. Austin Solomon is pointing to his right shoulder. And, yes, Austin Solomon is hurt and is going to leave this ballgame. Yeah, Austin Solomon stepped off the mound, then his coach came out, and then he pointed to his shoulder, and this is going to be an injury-related pitching change. There is one out, and there are runners on first and second, and the Evergreens are going to send in to pitch here. It's going to be Bryce Hines. And because this is an injury break, Bryce Hines is going to get as much pitching warm-up time as he needs. So we are going to step out for a quick commercial break. One out and runners on first and second in a 6-0 game. New pitcher when we come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. All right, welcome back to Simon Field. Here's another thing that has not gone the Evergreens' way today. Austin Solomon leaves the ball game with what appears to be a shoulder injury. And the Evergreens are now moving for their third pitcher of the ball game. Here's Bryce Hines. Hines is a junior. Bryce Hines has been effective when the Evergreens have used him before. Hines has also spent a good deal of time down with the junior varsity. We can't quite close out the line on Austin Solomon yet. He is responsible for these two men on base.
Batting for the Blue Jays, number 7, Cole Guskey.
Bryce Hines comes in, left-handed pitcher, facing the 8 and 9 spots in the batting order. Cole Guskey has a single and a sacrifice, and he's batting here with runners on first and second in this 6-0 game. So let's see if Bryce Hines can put out this fire. Here's the lefty's first pitch, and it is over for a strike on the inside corner. And again, with the lefties, everything is inside out. Cole Guskey was backing off the plate as that pitch was called a strike inside. And Hines again looks over that runner at first. Evergreen's thinking about sneaking the first baseman in behind. No, they play Brady Burrell off the bag. Ground ball right back to the mound. Force play to third, and they get the lead runner there. That's the only out the Evergreens will get. But they cut down the lead runner for the second out. And now Bryce Hines will have a chance to get out of the inning if he can get Brian Stockowitz here. So that was the right play. Pitcher goes over to third base.
Pinch hitting for Merrill. Number one, Jacob Sabe.
We got a home game next Tuesday, the third.
The Evergreens are going to send up a pinch hitter for Brian Stockowitz. Here comes Jacob Sabe.
Okay.
Sabe is a right-handed batter, so we'll match up righty against lefty. Not sure if that means that Stockowitz is done pitching. Sabe is a senior. One of the reserve players who's coming to the end of his high school career. Two outs, runners on first and second. This inning started with a 5-0 lead for the Blue Jays, and instead it's been increased to 6-0. Sabe swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one.
No, we're still missing.
We know there are some people who are listening to our game through our podcast, which we've been trying to post in real time. Others have waited up late till the end of the Woodchucks game. However you are hearing this game, we're glad you're with us. We wish we had better news. 0-1 pitch is fouled back. No balls and two strikes. It is 6-0 as we play the top of the fifth inning. And again, we'd said earlier in the broadcast, this game really shapes which team is going to finish in second place in the Valley Conference. These teams are tied for second now with 5 wins and 5 losses. Identical records for both of these teams. And only one conference game left after today for both of them. 0-2 pitch. Bryce Hines misses high and outside. 1-2. Today's Evergreens Merrill Baseball game is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest Sports. A leadoff walk came around to hurt Austin Solomon. Solomon is still accountable for that lead runner at second base with two outs. Here's the pitch to Sabe. Swung at a pitch that was high and out of the strike zone and fouled it away. It's 1-2. The Evergreens will have one more home game here. Playoff seedings, of course, were announced on Wednesday. The Evergreens come in as a number 6 seed, and they'll match up against Rhinelander. That's 1 week from today. Of course, hoping for a better effort then. The 1-2 pitch is down low from Hines. 2-2. Hines also is a much slower worker with runners on base. He's got that quick release that makes him difficult to steal on, and of course, because he is a left-handed batter, he gets to see that runner at first base as he delivers, which also makes it harder for that runner to get a bigger lead. 2-2 pitch here, and that's a call strike three, a high third strike, but the Evergreens will gladly take it, and the inning comes to an end. Merrill gets one more run on one more hit. Time's getting short for the Evergreens. We go to the bottom of the fifth with Merrill leading D.C. Everest 6-0. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Ready for the bottom of the fifth inning. Brian Stockowitz is coming out for a fifth inning of work. Stockowitz on a re-entry after being pinch hit for earlier in the game. And the Evergreens have 1, 2, and 3 in their batting order, ready to take their turns. You bet it's getting late. Sun is setting. Humidity is down. A more comfortable afternoon. The only thing that is uncomfortable is that we are at 6-0.
Yeah, so you guys are coming.
Here comes the first pitch from Stockowitz to Mason Hagenbusher, and it's over for a strike. Evergreen's trying to get this leadoff runner on, and here's the pitch to Hagenbusher. It is outside. 1-1. Again, earlier today you heard Wausau East and Wisconsin Rapids. than the Woodchucks game. Woodchucks opening their season in La Crosse. Hope the weather was cooperative for that. 1-1 and hit on a line to center field. Nope, got under it a little bit. And the center fielder, David Pufall, is there. And Mason Hagenbusher is retired. Again, you want to see one of the differences in this ball game. Evergreen's leadoff runners, 0-for-5. Merrill leadoff runners, 5-for-5 reaching base. And three times getting to base with a leadoff walk. Big, big difference in this ballgame. Here comes Cody Cocker. Cocker has grounded to second both times, and both times he's been swinging early in the count. Stockowitz, right-hander. We do have a new right fielder who's in the ball game here. That pitch is over for Cocker. It's one ball and one strike. New right fielder who's out there for the Merrill Blue Jays is Drew Hoff. Hoff coming in for Messerschmidt, who was pinch hit for in that top of the fifth inning. 1-1 pitch here, and this is a well-hit fly ball. It's towards the gap into left center field, and it gets down. Doesn't quite roll to the wall, but it's a one-out double for Cody Cocker. And, you know, the Evergreens, most of their base runners in this game have come with two outs, and now the Evergreens have a runner on with one out.
Michael.
And Michael Plaza coming to bat. Plaza had the best hit ball of the ball game for the Evergreens. A line drive double back in the first inning. See if he can get a little something going here.
Came home with a check mark.
Plaza and then Wyatt Brown. Plaza was hit by a pitch his last time up, so officially he's 1-for-1. Batting now with a runner on second. Big swing and a miss for strike one. Brian Stockowitz had Michael Plaza out in front there. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection with wool socks, wool bibs, wool shirts, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Wausau's West Side. 0-1 pitch to Plaza. That one misses inside. One ball, one strike. No one throwing in the Merrill bullpen, and you wonder, actually you kind of hope, that maybe Stockowitz has lost a little bit of steam here. Again, Stockowitz is not the Blue Jays' number one pitcher. He's 1-for-3 in conference play. David Pufall, the starting center fielder, is Merrill's number one, and apparently they are saving him, not available today. Saving him for a start on Thursday against Wausau East. Pitch to Plaza is up high. Two balls and a strike to junior Mike Plaza. Plaza is setting himself up for a whale of a senior year next season. 2-1 pitch, and that's popped up down the first base line and over the fence foul. 2-2 to Plaza. From time to time, Mike Plaza's been subject to the strikeout this year. See if he can shorten up and make some contact here with two out, with two strikes. 2-2 with one out and that runner on second. Here's the pitch to Plaza underneath that. Fouled it off, though, so we'll get another pitch. Wyatt Brown on deck is 0-for-2, and behind him, Brady Burrell, also 0-for-2. So those are bats the Evergreens will need to get going if they'd like to cut into this 6-0 lead. Brian Stockowitz looks in at Alex Klug, his catcher, gets his sign. 2-2 pitch coming. Michael Plaza goes down and pops that up to left field. Left fielder Zettler is under it and makes the catch. And Michael Plaza is retired. Two outs with a runner in scoring position for Wyatt Brown.
Number 23, Wyatt Brown.
Brown struck out his last time up, and he has stranded two runners. He stranded a runner at second back in the first inning, and stranded a runner at first back in the third. So Wyatt Brown needs a timely hit here to bring in this first run for the Evergreens. He is first ball swinging, and he swings and misses for strike one. D.C. Everest High School Baseball, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Pitch to Wyatt Brown is down low. It's a ball and a strike. Evergreens have not been able to move over these runners. Yeah, they had Plaza with a leadoff, with a two-out double back in the first, couldn't advance him. Now they've had Cody Cocker with a one-out double, and he's still right there at second base. One ball, one strike. Pitch to Wyatt Brown. Swung at that one down low and fouls it off. A ball and two strikes. Although we don't have the official stat, I would imagine that Wyatt Brown leads the team in strikeouts. Kind of a free swinger. And, you know, he gets enough at-bats that he gets to hit a lot. Here is the 1-2 pitch to Wyatt Brown. That one's bounced in front of the plate, trying to get him to chase something off speed, and he did not. Two balls and two strikes. Big pitch here for the Evergreens. Wyatt Brown's got to make contact and keep this inning going. 2-2 with two outs. And there is a line drive up the middle. Gets through for a base hit, and the Evergreens are going to get a run on the scoreboard. Wyatt Brown with a two-out RBI single. All right, maybe that's the first of several steps in getting back into this ballgame. Wyatt Brown, finally the Evergreens do something with two outs after being burned repeatedly in two-out situations by the Blue Jays. And with that runner on first, Brady Burrell's got to keep it going.
Yeah, this is a big comeback. Seven runs this inning.
See, he heard you, Dale. It's your magic voodoo.
Sean Lutke awaits on deck if Brady Burrell can reach. Burrell is 0 for 2. Flied out to right field and bounced out to the first baseman. And Brady Burrell takes the first pitch for a strike. Should the Evergreens not have a six-run comeback in them, Brady Burrell stands to be the losing pitcher.
I want to hear lots of cheering over there.
Burrell allowed five runs. All of them were earned in his three innings of work. He has since moved over to first base. Wyatt Brown, speed at first base. Throw over there to keep him back. And now Brady Burrell waits the 0-1 pitch. Fouls that one back over the screen and into the road just beyond the Merrill dugout. Burrell is down, no balls, two strikes. When we talk about Wyatt Brown prone to the strikeout, Brady Burrell does not strike out enough. Good contact hitter. So hopefully he can put the ball in play here and shorten up at no balls, two strikes. Evergreens have a run in, 6-1 as we play the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch, and Brady Burrell chops it back to the mound. Misplayed by Stockiewicz, picks it up, and is able to get the ball over to first base in time. And Brady Burrell is the third out of the inning. The Evergreens get two hits and finally get a run. Five innings complete, Merrill 6, D.C. Everest 1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Leading off for the Merrill Blue Jays.
Welcome back to the Simon Field venue. We are ready for the top of the sixth inning. And the Evergreens trying to keep this deficit at five runs. Bryce Hines comes out to work the top of the sixth. He came on in relief in the fifth inning. And he's ready to bat now. Mason Reinhart to face Bryce Hines. We can close the line on Austin Solomon, who left the ballgame with a shoulder injury back in the fifth inning. Austin Solomon worked 1 1/3 innings. He gave up two walks. One of them came around to score, so he allowed one run. It was earned. Two hits for Austin Solomon's 1 1/3 innings, relieved by Bryce Hines. Pitch there is over. It's a ball and a strike to Mason Reinhart. Reinhart with a single, a double, and a walk, so he is yet to be retired. And again, Merrill, let's see if they can keep this streak going. Their lead runner has reached in every inning so far in this ballgame. And here is the 1-1 pitch, and it's up high, just a little high, two balls and a strike. Bryce Hines, left-hander, junior. He figures to be one of the Evergreens' starting pitchers next season. Got a pop-up on the infield. This is in foul territory. There's going to be a play for Cody Cocker in front of his team's dugout. Cody Cocker makes the catch, and there it is for the first time in the game. The leadoff runner for the Blue Jays is retired on a foul out.
Number five.
Alex Zettler to bat now.
Zettler.
Zettler is 1-for-3. Popped back to the pitcher, singled, and struck out. And that single put two men in scoring position, who will be brought in by Ty Gruenwald, who waits on deck. Pitch from Bryce Hines there is low for a ball. Sun is setting. It's become a more comfortable day. For a while, when that sun was right overhead and came through the clouds, It's getting humid and a little bit uncomfortable. Bryce Hines overthrows there, went off the glove of his catcher. Good thing no one was on base, and goes back to the screen. Two balls, no strikes to Alex Zettler. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports. They wish all area athletes a successful season. Here's Bryce Hines with his 2-0 pitch, misses outside, so Hines having trouble finding the plate here. 3-0. Hines looks in like he wants to get right back to work here. He works much faster with no one on. Nearly hit him, and that's a 4-pitch walk. So when the Evergreens get the first batter of the inning, they promptly issue a walk to the second. That is the sixth walk allowed by Evergreens pitching. And again, the problem with all of these base on balls is that Merrill does have some dangerous bats in their lineup, and sometimes that makes you pay. Ty Grunewald, you know, I didn't realize that Grunewald is a switch hitter. We've seen him batting from the left-hand side, and now he turns around and bats right-handed. So this will be interesting. See if he's got that power from both sides. Pitch to Grunewald, and that misses. So five straight out of the strike zone for Bryce Hines. Not exactly what the Evergreens are looking for in terms of control from Bryce Hines. Big lead at first, and there's a high strike. That could have easily have been a ball. Instead, the Evergreens, of course, will gladly take it. And it's one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike, one out. 6-1, and the Evergreens trying not to fall further behind. Throw over to first. Zettler is back. Of course, I mean, they could put runners in motion here. Yeah, that's the advantage. In baseball, when you build that early lead, you can look to take even more. They tested the arm of Mason Hagenbusher once, and Hagenbusher was up to the test. He's already thrown a runner out. Pitch now, and everything with Bryce Hines is missing up high. Two balls and a strike here.
He started squealing and barking, and he's like, what's going on? I just wanted to say hi.
Hines working to Grunewald, who is 1-for-2 with a walk and a 2 RBI triple back in the second inning. Those three runs, big difference in the ballgame. Hard hit ground ball up the middle. Played by the shortstop, steps at second. One throw to first, not in time. The Evergreens get one, but not two outs. And there's some chattering from the Evergreens bench that they thought they wanted that close call at first base. I think it was correct. I think Grunewald did indeed leg that out. The Evergreens do get the second out on the base paths for Alex Klug.
Number 33.
Klug has walked. He is one of those three walks that have been allowed that have come around to score. Otherwise, he's fouled out and bounced out, so Alex is 0-for-2 in the ballgame. We are in the top of the sixth, and the Merrill Blue Jays are leading the D.C. Everest Evergreens 6-1. A lot of people thought this game would be the other way, and that's just not the case. Merrill has out-hit D.C. Everest so far. Throw over to first, runners back. Again, Bryce Hines, the lefty, with a good pickoff move. Stepped over to first base and threw over there.
That was real obvious.
Today's D.C. Everest baseball game sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators coming home here, and that's on the outside corner. Start Klug off with a strike. Bryce Hines, too, slower and more deliberate on the mound and getting his sign and getting his delivery when he's got that runner on.
I wonder if Solomon was hurt right away.
David Pufall, 3-for-3, awaits on deck. So Klug is the batter you want to get here with two outs. And here is the 0-1 pitch. It is up high. One ball, one strike. Yeah, not sure what's going on with Bryce Hines. When Bryce Hines misses, again, he was kind of rushed into this ballgame because of the Austin Solomon shoulder injury. But when he's missed, he's been consistently missing high. Now he looks in. We're getting for a 1-1 pitch. Nope. Batter asks for time and steps out. Klug sensed that Hines was working a little too slowly. A ball and a strike with two outs and a runner on first. Here's the pitch. Coming home, misses, high, and outside. Two balls and a strike. Yeah, when Bryce Hines misses, a lot of his misses have not been all that close. And then he settles down and finds the plate for another pitch or two. pretty good lead over there at first for Ty Gruenwald, put there on a walk. 2-1 pitch, high again. 3-1. Count is 3-1. There's a runner at second base. And again, Bryce Hines just stares down his catcher and now throws over to first, so we'll do it over again. And that was just a token throw over there to make sure that there wasn't too big of a lead for Gruenwald. We are trying to multitask here in our broadcast booth. Sending a message back to our studio about the earlier podcast file for this game. 3-1 pitch, big swing, and a miss. 3-2. Two outs, and the count goes full, so there'll be a head start here at third base, at the first base for Ty Gruenwald. Big pitch coming up for Bryce Hines. Payoff pitch is on the way home. Here it comes, and it is ball four. Bryce Hines has issued his second walk of the inning. And now the 3-for-3 David Pufall. Two singles and a double to bat here. And the Evergreens are going to find themselves in deep if Pufall is able to drive in these runs. We're going to have a courtesy runner here as Klug will come out. And let's see, who is that pinch running at first base? Perhaps our home plate umpire will tell us. Is that Jacob Sabe at first base? I believe it is. All right, there are runners on first and second, and while the pinch runner came out, catcher Mason Hagenbusher used this opportunity to go out and talk to Bryce Hines. Want to make sure that they're on the same page on how to pitch to the dangerous David Pufall.
You can't see the
scoreboard? No. Two outs and runners on first and second in a 6-1 game. Evergreen's trying to limit the damage at this point. Pitch to Bryce Hines, just missed on the outside corner. This is a lefty versus lefty matchup. Pufall's a left-handed batter. Bryce Hines, left-handed thrower. Hines has not allowed a run, at least none of the runs are charged to him, but now he misses up high, 2-0. Drew Hoff is scheduled to bat on deck. Hines would really like to get out of this inning here. 2-0, so he's going to have to challenge a dangerous hitter. Here it comes, and that is just outside. Close. Bryce Hines got the height right, but was a little wide of that outside corner, and he falls behind 3-0. And here comes the 3-0 pitch. That one was not even close. Missed up high again. The bases are now loaded after a 4-pitch walk. So all three of the runners who are on base are there by walk. Are the Evergreens going to make a pitching change here? Nope, Bryce Hines is going to stay in the game. There are two outs, so the Evergreens could get out of this. And Mason Hagenbusher, the catcher, is coming out there talking with Bryce Hines and taking a lot of time, and now slowly walks back to the plate, almost like Hagenbusher had instructions to try and buy some time there. Instead, he walks back. And now he'll pitch to Drew Hoff. Hoff hit a very shallow fly ball to right field. Sean Lutke made the catch, but then threw back to the cutoff man instead of throwing to the plate, not realizing that a runner at third was tagging, and that runner came home to score. Now with the bases full, the first pitch is a strike from Bryce Hines. Important to work ahead with the bases full. Yeah, a hit here, boy. Just almost puts the game out of reach in the top of the sixth. We're at 6-1, and here's the pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Yeah, I mean, you just get the sense that the Evergreens have some life if they can strand all three of these runners and then take their chance down by five. But, I mean, it's late in the game. If you're down by six, seven, eight, how are you going to come back from that when you have only six outs to work with? 0-2 pitch here, swing and a miss. And Bryce Hines does get the third out via strikeout. His three walks do not hurt him. The bases are left loaded, and Merrill does not score. Bottom of the sixth is coming up next. DC Everest trailing by five, 6-1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Bottom of the sixth is on. Evergreens need base runners and some runs, trailing 6-1. And the Evergreens are going to send up a pinch hitter to start the bottom of the sixth as the Merrill Blue Jays run Brian Stockowitz out for another inning of work. The Evergreens will send Jordan Ellenbecker to bat in Sean Lutke's place.
Jordan Ellenbecker.
Oh, that's a first.
Jordan Ellenbecker, right-handed batter, trying to get on base. First ball swinging, and it's bounced deep in the hole to short. This is going to be a tough play. Long throw, and they got him by a step. Big arm there from Ty Gruenwald, who threw that from deep in the hole at short. And one pitch and one out as Jordan Ellenbecker is retired.
Sleeper.
Boy, you know, if you had someone who was just a little bit faster than Ellenbecker, I mean, Ellenbecker just doesn't have big natural speed. Would have been a much closer play. Got Ellenbecker by a step. And again, the Evergreens continue to swing at a lot of early pitches against Brian Stockowitz. First pitch here to Nathan Sleaford, who's 0 for 2, is up high for a ball. Evergreens have to get a couple of runs here, trailing by five. I mean, you like the chances a lot more if you can get a couple of runs here and then take your chances in the seventh inning. Pitch there is over. It's one ball and one strike. DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports, brought to you by our website, everythingevergreens.com. Podcasts, which are fun to listen to when we're winning. Pitches outside, two balls and one strike. Blog is always fun to read. Photographs from the game. Your photos, too, when you use the hashtag DC Everest at our everythingevergreens.com website. Two balls and no strikes. That one almost hit him inside. Three balls and no strikes to Nathan Sleaford. Again, the Evergreens 0 for 6 for getting the lead runner on base, something that Merrill has accomplished in five of their six innings. 3-1 pitch as the Evergreens try and get a base runner that's up high for ball four, and Nathan Sleaford has walked. That is only the second walk that Stockowitz has allowed against two strikeouts. Evergreens will send up another pinch hitter here in place of Austin Solomon, who is injured. It is Ryan Kell. So the two Kells, Ryan and Alex, to take their turns batting. It is Alex who's on deck. It is Ryan who bats here. One out and a runner on first. Evergreen's trailing by five. Did he check his swing? No, he did not. And Ryan Kell takes strike one at what should have been a ball. Frustrating. Throw over to first. Runner is back. That is Nathan Sleaford at first, who has worked out that five-pitch walk to become the Evergreens' first base runner. Evergreens with four hits. They belong to Cocker, Plaza, Wyatt Brown, and Josh Merchant. 0-1 pitch here, and there's a well-hit ball. It gets by the third baseman and goes into left field. Evergreens will have two on with one out with a single from Ryan Kell. Ryan Kell smacked that with authority down the left field line. Mason Reinhart was playing off the line and was unable to get to it. Evergreens will send another pinch hitter up. Zach Hancock is going to bat for Alex Kell here. When the Evergreens made their big comeback against Wausau West, not saying that that's in the cards here, but the Evergreens used a lot of bats off the bench in the sixth and seventh innings for that comeback. See if that pays dividends here. One out and runners on first and second, and Zach Hancock takes strike one. The Evergreens have the top of their order waiting on deck. Mason Hagenbusher is next to bat. We're glad you're staying up late with us for today's Everest and Merrill game. We hope you will be rewarded for your patience. 6-1 now. Off-speed pitch. That was close and missed just up high. It's 1-1. And Brian Stockowitz looked in like, where was that? He thought he had thrown that off-speed pitch for a strike. Instead, it's 1-1 with one out. The Evergreens have Sleafert at second and Ryan Kell at first. And there's a swing and a miss. 1-2. Evergreens looking for some timely hitting. If Zach Hancock can send one to the outfield, the Evergreens will probably get another run. Stockowitz did not allow a run until the fifth inning, where the Evergreens touched him up for one on an RBI single from Wyatt Brown. 1-2 pitch here, fouled that one off. That was too close to take. Stays alive there. It's a 1-2. Evergreens baseball is sponsored by Tolusti and Kennedy SC, attorneys at law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. All right, Zach Hancock's got to shorten up here and make some contact. He's pinch hitting here. It's 1-2. Here's the pitch. That one's bounced. Gets by the catcher, and the runners are going to move up. A wild pitch. We'll put two men in scoring position. Pitch was outside and bounced in front of the plate, and Alex Klug needed to get out of his stance and block that ball instead of waving at it with his glove. So now a hit to the outfield suddenly makes this an interesting ball game. Of course, Zach Hancock would still have to deliver with 2. 2-2 with one out. There are now runners at second and third after the wild pitch. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And Zach Hancock has struck out. Now there are two down. And here comes a pressure at-bat for Mason Hagenbusher.
Number 35.
Hagenbusher is 0-3 in the ballgame. I mean, if the Evergreens are going to come back in this ballgame, they need these two runs that are on the bases to come around and score. So that means Mason Hagenbusher is going to have to get a hit to the outfield here. Left-handed batter, Mason Hagenbusher against Brian Stockowitz, and the first pitch is outside for a ball. Cody Cocker waits on deck if Mason Hagenbusher should somehow reach on a walk or keep the inning going. Two down. And again, Brian Stockowitz, kind of, he's up by five, so there's not a lot of pressure on him in this situation, but if he'd like to work the complete game, like to get credit for the win, he needs this out to get out of the inning. And he's just missed down low again. 2-0. Hagenbusher has flied out twice, got underneath both of them, flied out to center and flied out to right, and in between, a ground out to second. Should get one to hit here at 2-0. Let's see if Mason can get a hold of this one. 2-0, missed, down low again, 3-0. With Cody Cocker waiting on deck, in the hole is Mike Plaza. Gets very interesting if the Evergreens get a couple of runs in and somehow get Plaza to the plate. But for now, it's a 5-run deficit. Here comes the 3-0 pitch to Mason Hagenbusher, and that misses inside. It's 4. Mason Hagenbusher gets a 4-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded. Way back in the second inning, the Evergreens loaded the bases. They did it with the benefit of only one hit. It was they got that way with a walk, a single, and a hit batsman, but the Evergreens did not score. And here comes Merrill's pitching coach, who is coming out to have a word here. Brian Artak, who is the Merrill head coach, is not making this trip. It is his pitching coach who is coming out. Sean Schultz comes out to the mound to talk to Brian Stockowitz. Probably telling him that Cody Cocker is the one you have to get, because Mike Plaza is dangerous and on deck. And again, because of Plaza's big bat, Cody Cocker is going to get pitches to hit here.
How many visits? 15?
Not sure what the delay is here. The home plate umpire went to his lineup card, and yet the Evergreens and Blue Jays have not made any lineup changes. Brian Stockowitz continues to pitch. All right, Cody Cocker with Plaza protecting him is going to get pitches to hit here, and the pitch is over for a strike. Strike one. Bases loaded with Evergreens, but there are two outs, and the team is down by five. This is the opportunity to get back in the ballgame. Cody Cocker waits on an 0-1 pitch. Here it comes, and that is down low, didn't miss by much. A 1-0. Evergreens baseball sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. We'll smile on a hit here. DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. 1-1 pitch is on the way. Cody Cocker grounds it to second. This could end the inning. Cole Gusky over to first. The Evergreens, for the second time in the ballgame, load up the bases and come away empty. Six innings complete. Merrill 6,
no errors,
Everest 1.
Left on.
Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. The Evergreens have made a pitching change for the top of the seventh inning. Ryan Kell will come on in relief of Bryce Hines. Bryce Hines did not allow a hit and gave up only one run. He did manage in his time in to walk. Let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 batters that Bryce Hines walked in the ballgame and 2 strikeouts. Bryce Hines will not factor into the decision in this ballgame. Brady Burrell again stands to be the losing pitcher for the Evergreens unless they are able to come back with a big rally here. Ryan Kell, senior, on in relief. He is the fourth pitcher the Evergreens have used in the ballgame. He will face Brad Yulke, Cole Gusky, and a pinch hitter, probably, for the pitcher Brian Stockowitz. Actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter here in the top of the seventh inning for Merrill.
Anybody have a 21?
No.
And you know what? We have unrostered number 21. Merrill had said they have a couple of players up from the JV team. And here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Wish I knew for sure who this was.
Not on the lineup cards.
No problem. JV player 21, right-handed batter against Ryan Kell. The pitch is outside after that swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Cole Gusky scheduled to wait on deck. Again, Merrill can take some of these chances, get a couple of extra at-bats in here with a 5-0 lead. Evergreens really let an opportunity get by the wayside on them, loading up those bases with 2 outs, but unable to deliver. And again, they left the bases loaded back in the second inning. A lot of runners left on base for DC Everest, and only 1 run. The hitting has not been timely here. 10 runners left on base. There's a ground ball deep in the hole to short. Alex Kell, long throw across the diamond and thrown wildly. He was going to beat that out anyway.
Yeah.
That's going to be, score that an error here? Yep, a throwing error. Okay. Throwing error from Alex Kell to allow the first runner to reach.
Pinch hitting for...
Another pinch hitter coming up.
Number 24, Seth Collins.
And here comes Seth Collins, who will pinch hit for Cole Gusky. So assuming that extra innings are not in our future, and that assumes a big comeback by the Evergreens in their half of the seventh inning, Merrill will have put the lead runner on in 6 of the 7 innings. So Cole Gusky is going to be pinch hit for by Seth Collins. And here comes Kell's first pitch, swing and a miss. It is Ryan Kell in relief of Bryce Hines. Looking ahead to the Evergreens' 7th, Plaza, Brown, and Burrell. Junior and 2 seniors ready to bat in what will be the final regular season home game for the Evergreens. Again, they're on the short end of a 6-1 score here to the Merrill Blue Jays. Give the Blue Jays credit. They have played well in this ballgame. They've hit better than the Evergreens have. That's one of the reasons why they're on. And the Evergreens pitching again, giving up way too many walks. 0-1 pitch. That one's fouled back to the screen. No balls and 2 strikes. None out here in the top of the 7th. And again, when the Evergreens bat in the bottom half of this inning, they'll need 5 runs to keep it going. Ryan Kell steps off the mound for a moment. Now he toes the rubber again. He's ready for his 0-2 pitch to Collins. Here it comes. Misses down low. 1-2. Today's Evergreens broadcast is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. They're on the corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. And Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Pitches up high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Kell got ahead of Seth Collins and has now dealt him two balls since then. Yeah, Merrill has just methodically built this lead. A run in the first and three in the second. Single runs in the third and in the fifth innings. And the Evergreens just have not been timely. Runner is going here. Pitches down low for a ball. Throw to second. Stolen base.
Nobody covering.
And the Evergreens, for a moment, there was some confusion on the infield on who was going to cover second base. So the Evergreens with a little bit of confusion there. Now there's a runner in scoring position, and it's three balls and two strikes to Collins. Contact here could pick up another run for the Blue Jays. Here comes Ryan Kell. 3-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss. And Ryan Kell gets a strikeout with a runner in scoring position. Big strikeout. Brian Stockowitz will take his turn to bat.
Number 12.
Stockowitz, if he goes out to work the seventh inning, he'll be working on a complete game. Stands to be the winning pitcher, and he will now take his turn at bat. With his team leading 6-1, one out, top of the seventh inning. Ryan Kell to Stockowitz. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. So the Evergreens now, if they would like to finish in second place, what they would need, assuming that this score holds up, fouled off down the first base line 0-2. They need a win against Wausau East on Thursday. And they need Merrill to lose to Spash on Thursday. And then the Evergreens and Blue Jays would be in a tie for second place, both at 6-6. I like that story better if the Evergreens could actually come back and manage to win this ballgame. That seems like a pretty tall order here. 0-2, Kell tried something off speed and missed the outside corner. It's one ball and two strikes. You're just tuning in and say, why is this game so late? Well, this game is on tape delay. We started at 5 o'clock on tape because of the Woodchucks season opener. Woodchucks are going to have a great year. Pitches up high, two balls, two strikes. New ballpark, a lot of interest in tickets for the Woodchucks because of those nice seating options. Got those luxury seats and those outdoor tables, and they're reasonably priced, too. So I think there are a lot of people who are going to want to check out the new athletic park. That's going to be the baseball buzz this summer. All the nice renovations that they made there in Wausau. Here's Kell's 2-2 pitch. Checks the runner at second. Call on the outside corner. Strike three. And Brian Stockowitz is down on strikes. So Stockowitz will finish the game 0-3, but that's not what he's going to talk about.
Number 10.
He's going to talk about his pitching performance. Top of the order for Mason Reinhart with two outs and a runner on second. Reinhart today 2-3. So a little bit of a moral victory here if the Evergreens can strand that runner at second base. And for seniors, not interested in moral victories, interested in actual victories. Off-speed pitches left up high, so they start Mason Reinhart off with a ball. Again, when the Evergreens play on Thursday, that game will be cross town. It'll be over at Wausau East Field on the east side. And Tom King, the voice of the Lumberjacks, will have the play-by-play for Everest and Lumberjack fans. 0-1 pitch here, and that misses inside. Now check that, two balls, no strikes. Both the Kells, Ryan and Alex, both seniors this year. It is Ryan who's pitching. We've seen Alex come in and close out a couple of games. They can both pitch. Alex, the starting shortstop today, that pitch is on the outside corner. It's two balls and one strike. There are two outs with that runner at second. Merrill's got good speed on the base paths. They'll try and score on a hit to the outfield. Why not? Already up 6-0. And the Evergreens have blown a couple of plays at the plate on hits to the outfield, hitting the cutoff man on shallow balls to the outfield that should have been thrown straight home. Yeah, the Evergreens defense has been sloppy that way, even though they've committed only one error in the ballgame. Errors of omission. And here's a fly ball to right field. This is down the foul line. Let's see if this one is going to get in. It is going to get down, and it's going to cost another run. Goes into the corner. It's a double for Mason Reinhart. So Reinhart is 3-for-4, and he's just driven in another RBI. It is 7-1. Yep, no timely hitting for the Evergreens in this ballgame, and lots of timely hitting for Merrill. And Ryan Kell gives up the first run that he has allowed in the ballgame. 7-1 now as Alex Zettler bats. What had been a 5-run hole has now become 6. Yeah, just that kind of game. You know, here are two teams that are even. My sense was that the Evergreens were better. That has not been the case today. Merrill Blue Jays have been the better team here, and here's an inside pitch just hit Zettler with a fastball. And the home plate umpire is making sure that Zettler goes directly to first base, and he does. Had a couple of hit batsmen on off-speed pitches. That pitch was inside, and it was a fastball. Looks like it hit Zettler on the arm. And now there'll be runners on first and second for Ty Gruenwald.
Number two, Ty Gruenwald.
Gruenwald had that triple in the second inning. And it was that triple that brought in two runs. It was kind of the signal that the Evergreens were going to have, they're going to be playing from behind. Seven to one here, and Gruenwald has a chance to just really put the game out of reach. First pitch from Kell misses up high. Alex Klug is scheduled to bat. In fact, it looks like he'll take his turn. I see him in the on-deck circle with his shin guards on, which means he'll take those off should Gruenwald reach. Gruenwald had that nice play also in the sixth inning, throwing out that runner from deep in the hole at shortstop. So he's got a nice arm to show off, too. 1-0 pitch, and that's up high. Two balls and no strikes. There are two outs in a 7-1 game. We are playing the top of the seventh inning. So the Evergreens will need at least 6 in their half. When the Evergreens had that big comeback against West, they kind of bit off that lead in two pieces. They scored 5 runs in the sixth and then 4 in the seventh. This pitch is up high to Gruenwald. It's 3 balls and no strikes.
Pitches bad all year long.
Gruenwald, I would think it's 7-1. Do you challenge him or do you just let him get away here? He's the best bat in the Merrill lineup. I think in this situation you probably throw him a strike, try and get the ball in play. Nope, it's up high, ball 4. Can't tell if that's Ryan Kell just trying to avoid him or if Ryan Kell is trying to be careful there. And now the bases are loaded. 2 outs still. And Alex Klug will bat. Klug has walked twice and scored once.
Alex Klug.
So officially at the plate, 0-for-2 with a foul out and a ground out. Now the Evergreens were able to get out of a bases-loaded jam in the sixth inning. They'll have to do the same here in the seventh. 7-1. After closing out the conference schedule on Thursday, the Evergreens have a fun trip down to Madison for the Invitational. The only thing that you don't like about the Invitational is no one wants to use their good pitching because the playoffs start on Tuesday. So you'll see all secondary pitchers. Like you can't throw Brady Burrell there. First pitch is over for a strike from Kell to Klug. Ahead in the count, no balls, one strike. Evergreens have given up too many free passes in this ballgame. And that pitch is just outside. 1-ball, 1-strike. Let's see, with the one walk that Ryan Kell has issued in this inning, that's 11 bases on balls for the Evergreens in this game. Hard to win that way. And, of course, a lot of two-out hitting for the Merrill Blue Jays. But, again, those two-out hits coming with people on because of the walks. Pitches on the outside corner to Klug. 1-ball and 2-strikes.
We've left 10 on base, too.
Evergreens had the bases loaded second and sixth and were turned away both times. That also has shaped the way this ball game has looked. Klug steps out of the batter's box for a moment. And Ryan Kell steps off the pitcher's mound. Now we're ready to go. 2 outs, bases loaded, 1-ball, 2-strikes. Here's the pitch from Ryan Kell, and it's over. Took something off. Strike three. That brings the inning to a close. Ryan Kell strikes out the side and leaves the bases full of Blue Jays. The Evergreens have a lot of work to do and only three outs to do it with. Bottom of the seventh, last at-bat coming up with the Merrill Blue Jays leading the Evergreens 7-1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Just to make sure, two Merrill starters have re-entered the ballgame in between innings. Brad Yulke is back in the field at first base, and Cole Gusky is back in the field at second base. The Evergreens send Mike Plaza, Wyatt Brown, and Brady Burrell to the plate, down by 6 runs. And the Blue Jays send Brian Stockowitz back to the mound. Stockowitz will make a bid for a complete game here. And why not? The Blue Jays have held back their number one pitcher. David Pufold started in center field. So they will get to run their number one pitcher out when they play Spash on Thursday. Spash on Thursday will be looking to go 12-0 and complete a perfect Wisconsin Valley Conference schedule. First pitch to Mike Plaza, bounced in front of home plate, ball one. For this final regular season home game at Simon Field, it's a chance for us to thank our many loyal sponsors for D.C. Everest Baseball, the Bone and Joint Center and Covantage Credit Union, Glenray Radiators and Mallory and Zimmerman. Baseman Shoe and Clothing joined our broadcast lineup last year, and they've been with us ever since. We're thankful for that. Same for Brainerd Funeral Home. Pitch is inside, and Michael Plaza has been hit by a pitch. The leadoff runner is aboard for the Evergreens. Wyatt Brown to bat now. Brown had a single. That single back in the fifth inning brought in the Evergreens' only run. Wyatt Brown is 1-for-3. Thank you to Cloverbelt Credit Union and to Lusty and Kennedy. DeVorney Orthodontics. It's been a long-time Evergreen sponsor, all sports, and thank you. Easy Living Management joined our team earlier this year. You know what? It's just that kind of day for the Evergreens. I'm not sure if Mike Plaza has hurt himself or not. Plaza is at first base. They were looking at his wrist or elbow. He's staying in the ballgame. The Evergreens need Mike Plaza to hit down the stretch. Even if today is a lost cause, they need Plaza later on. Ministry St. Clair's Hospital and Country Fresh Meats, thank you. Intercity State Bank and Marshfield Clinic and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now that's a winning roster of sponsors supporting high school sports here on Fox Sports Radio. Wyatt Brown takes a strike. It's 0-1. Plaza on first. Brown at bat, and he gets under it and pops it up to right field. Pretty long run here for Drew Hoff, the right fielder, drifting near the foul line, makes the catch in fair territory. Throw back to first. They almost doubled Plaza off. He just barely got back. And there is one out. There's Brady Burrell. Brady Burrell today, 0-for-3. A ground out to the pitcher, a ground out to the first baseman, and in between, a fly out to right field. Runner at first and one out. Evergreens down by 6. They're down to their final two outs, and Brady Burrell takes a strike on the outside corner. It would either be Ellenbecker or Ludke to bat next. Ludke left the ballgame. Ellenbecker would probably bat instead of a re-entry here. Brady Burrell fouls that off down the first baseline. No balls and two strikes. Because of the late hour, a quick wrap-up once this game goes final. If you stayed up with us all the way, well, first of all, we thank you for that. And we wish we had a better result. Evergreen's likely to lose this one and see their 6-game winning streak come to an end. Pitch is up high, it's 1-ball and 2-strikes. Brady Burrell steps out for a moment. Brian Stockowitz now toes the rubber again like he wants to get right back to work. Stockowitz is about to deliver his 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. Brady Burrell swings and chops that foul. It hit Brady Burrell while he was in the batter's box and then rolled back into the field of play. Foul ball. And do it again. Plaza's the runner at first. There after being hit. So Burrell is waiting again on his 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. That one missed inside. 2-ball, 2-strikes. Brian Stockowitz lost his cap as he delivered that. and then looked in, one of the Everest fans behind the plate giving an, "Aw, come on." Instead, 2-2. Here it comes again, and Brady Burrell swings and misses. He's the second out of the seventh inning. And Jordan Ellenbecker, who entered as a pinch hitter and stayed in as right fielder, is now going to come up. He is the final out for the Evergreens. Ellenbecker, first ball hitting as a pinch hitter, grounded out to the shortstop back in the sixth inning. He will try and avoid becoming the last out in this ball game. Pitch to Ellenbecker is up high. Nathan Sleaford scheduled to bat. Sleaford was one of the three runners left stranded with the bases loaded in the sixth inning. Again, in both of the bases loaded situations in the ballgame, second and sixth inning, the Evergreens were turned away by Brian Stockowitz. And that pitch is over. It's a ball and a strike. Two outs in the bottom of the seventh. With the Blue Jays looking to close out the Evergreens, the Blue Jays lead 7-1. 1-1 pitch, and that is just outside. Two balls and a strike. Our ball game has taken a long time to play. By my count, this is a 2.5-hour game, a little bit longer than that. Merrill has scored a lot, but with a lot of runners on base and a lot of deep counts. Pitchers have thrown a lot of pitches here. Pitch misses outside. It's 3-1 to Ellenbecker, trying to work out a walk.
And exposed one of these days. He's going to be picking up the pieces. Yeah. Watch when he squats.
All right, 3-1. Pickoff throw to first. Mike Plaza gets back. Had they caught him, it would have brought the game to an end. Plaza didn't have all that big a lead there. I would say Plaza average speed at first base. Hard to go fast enough to make up a 6-0 deficit here. Pitches down low. It is a ball. The game continues as Jordan Ellenbecker has just walked. So there are runners on first and second for Nathan Sleaford.
Number 22, Nathan Sleaford.
Sleaford 0-2 with a walk.
Yeah. Everything up to 2.
Ryan Kell, the pitcher, would be scheduled to bat next if Sleaford keeps the game going. Again, there are two outs, and the Evergreens have just not done anything with two outs in this ballgame. Sleaford takes the first pitch. It is down low. Stockowitz, at this point in the game, is clearly laboring. I mean, Stockowitz has thrown a lot of pitches. He's out there to try and complete this complete game. And here is his 1-0 pitch. Strike there. Sleaford takes it. One ball, one strike. That was a little bit off speed, although that may be Stockowitz's fastball at this point in the ballgame. Again, Stockowitz, sub-500 pitcher, a 5.75 earned run average in the Valley, and the Evergreens have managed just one run. Swing and a miss there. Wild swing from Nathan Sleaford. It's a ball and two strikes. And now the Evergreens are down to what could be their final strike. Evergreens out hit today 9-5. Each team has committed an error. But again, the Evergreens with some wacky cutoff man plays in the outfield. That pitch just missed. Two balls, two strikes. Too close for Sleaford to take. He's lucky he wasn't rung up to end the ball game on that. Instead, he gets new life at two balls and two strikes. Stockowitz set. Here's his pitch to Sleaford, and it's a ground ball to short. This should end the ball game. Shuttled to second. They get the force there. And congratulations to the Merrill Blue Jays. They move into second place in the Valley Conference, and the Evergreens fall from a tie from second into third place with a 7-1 ball game today.
And two left on.
We'll be back with a quick recap after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley. Welcome back to Simon Field, and thank you for being with us on what's been a very long afternoon and evening of baseball. Just moments ago, the Merrill Blue Jays defeated the D.C. Everest Evergreens 7-1. Brian Stockowitz for the Blue Jays is a complete game winner. He scattered five hits, allowed just one run. It was earned. He struck out four and walked three. Brady Burrell takes the loss. He falls to 5-3 on the season. Burrell worked three innings. He gave up five runs. They were all earned. Six hits, three strikeouts, and three walks. outs for Brady Burrell. Merrill with timely two-out hitting, bringing in a run in the first and bringing in three runs in the second. Again, the Merrill Blue Jays with a lot of two-out hits in the ballgame. The Evergreens strand 12 runners over the seven innings in this ballgame. The Evergreens did not have timely hitting today. Our next D.C. Everest broadcast is coming up on Thursday at Wausau East. Tom King will have the call of the Lumberjacks and Evergreens at 5:45. That will wrap up the conference part of our season. And then on Saturday, the trip down to Middleton for the Middleton Invitational. On Saturday afternoon, we'll have both of those games live here on Fox Sports Radio. Again, our late-night final, the Merrill Blue Jays 7, the D.C. Everest Evergreens 1. Merrill's victory puts them in second place, and the Evergreens' loss brings a six-game winning streak to an end. It's going to do it from Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley. Thank you for listening to D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.